Welcome to today's reading of Sports Today, a one-hour reading of sports news every Monday through Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. My name is Bill, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds, and let's begin with a reading from USA Today Sports Weekly that reads, North American Names Who Matter Most. Sports Figures That You Should Know. And this feature is written by Steve Gardner and Gabe Lackus of USA Today. An athlete's career has always been fleeting. In an industry changing at breakneck pace every year, so too is their relevance. As sports are contested and consumed, and athletes acquired and compensated in increasingly different manners every year, goals, touchdowns, and home runs still matter. Yet so too does personality, audience reach, and staying power. With that thinking in mind, USA Today Sports endeavored to identify the sports figures in North American sports who matter the most, even if the term itself is impossible to quantify. Sometimes the talent is just too transcendent. Sometimes a figure emerges like a book that's impossible to put down and you stay hooked. And sometimes you simply know it when you see it. Here's a look at the greatest athletes and figures who perform at a high level or force you to sit and watch their latest act. And this is an alphabetical list, starting with Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Greek freak can be larger than life on the basketball court, with the skills of a shooting guard inside the body of a power forward. The two-time MVP and six-time All-Star led the Milwaukee Bucks to an NBA title. Next on the list is Charles Barkley. Sir Charles is just a nickname. Barkley is much more a man of the people. His folksy and frequently funny analysis on TNT's Inside the NBA has made him an icon, even to those fans who don't remember him as a tenacious, undersized, and Hall of Fame power forward. Next on the list, Bill Belichick. When Tom Brady departed and won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it did take some of the sheen off the Belichick legacy. But still, he's the coach's coach until further notice, and his record 6 Super Bowl wins as head coach of the New England Patriots will likely never be matched. Next on the list is Jay Billis. The ESPN analyst has become the voice of reason on college sports, as both a lawyer and former college athlete. When he speaks on a controversial topic, sports fans listen. Next on the list alphabetically, Simone Biles. She is an American icon as one of the most decorated Olympians of all time, not to mention the first woman to perform the extremely difficult Yurchenko double pike in competition. She also has been an advocate for survivors of sexual abuse and a voice for change in USA gymnastics. She took another stand to protect herself at the Tokyo Olympics in a time of immense scrutiny, pulling out of competition to focus on her mental health. Next on the list is Scott Boras. The super sports agent is well known for his off-the-wall pronouncements, his hard-nosed negotiating style, and very wealthy clients, which include Alex Rodriguez, Gerrit Cole, Carlos Correa, and Max Scherzer. Fun fact, in December of 2019, Boris represented players signing contracts that totaled more than $1 billion. Next on the list, Tom Brady, the current face of the NFL, period. Soon, he will likely be the most powerful analyst in the media. Don't be surprised if one day Brady gets bored with sports and jumps into politics. Next on the list is Joe Buck. After 27 years, 23 World Series, and 6 Super Bowls with Fox Sports, Buck made the jump to ESPN to take over play-by-play duties for Monday Night Football. He may be the announcer fans love to hate, but Buck is always prepared and always professional. Next on the list is Steve Cohen. They really did, unofficially, name a luxury tax penalty after him, thanks to the hedge fund beast's all-gas manner in running the New York Mets, who went from laughingstock to $300 million payroll in barely one calendar year. So far, the 2022 edition of the Mets has backed up Cohen's big bucks plays. Next on the list is Steph Curry. A 3-time NBA champion so far and 2-time MVP, the Golden State Warriors guard may be the greatest pure shooter in NBA history. He is second all-time in 3-point field goals and the career leader in free throw percentage, while averaging 24.3 points per game. Holy moly! Next on the list is Caleb Dressel. He won 5 gold medals at the Tokyo Games, taking the torch from Michael Phelps as the USA's most dominant swimmer, even as training for and competing in the Olympics took a mental toll. Next on the list is Kevin Durant. A 12-time All-Star and 2-time NBA champion, Durant has cemented his legacy as an all-time great. The lanky kid from Maryland was a key member of Oklahoma City Thunder's rise to prominence, the Golden State Warriors dynasty, and now the Brooklyn Nets revival. And who could forget his speech to his mother declaring her the real MVP? Not a dry eye in the house. And next on the list is Roger Goodell. He's not the smartest commissioner the NFL has ever had, or the hardest working, or the most imaginative. He doesn't seem to care about the fans. He deals poorly with the myriad issues that the NFL faces. He is, at best, a mediocre commissioner. Where he excels better than any commissioner in any sport ever is making money for the owners. The NFL is an ATM machine, and Goodell is more concerned with that fact than anything else. Goodell once said that he was aiming for the league to generate $25 billion by the year 2027. He might get his wish. Next on the list of sports figures you should know, Brittney Griner. One of the world's greatest basketball players now finds herself as a geopolitical pawn following her February arrest in Russia for allegedly possessing cannabis-derived oils. Griner's arrest has drawn vows from the Biden administration to end her detainment in Russia, where she may face additional peril as a gay black woman. Greiner, age 31, is a two-time Olympic gold medalist and member of the WNBA's 25th anniversary team. Next on the list is Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the son of a Hall of Famer. Vlad Jr. is already building a baseball legacy of his own at the age of 23. The Toronto Blue Jays first baseman tied for the major league lead with 48 home runs a year ago. Next on the list, Kirk Herbstreit. The former Ohio State quarterback is the leading voice in college football as the primary analyst for ESPN's College Game Day since 1996 and ABC's Saturday Night Games since 2006. More recently, he's called Monday Night Football games on ABC, and this fall will join Al Michaels in the booth for Prime Video's Thursday Night NFL broadcasts. Next on the list is Sabrina Ionescu. Kobe Bryant himself saw Ionescu as his heir when she tore up the court with the Oregon Ducks. Ionescu continued her greatness with the New York Liberty and was the youngest player to ever record a triple-double in the WNBA when she did so at the age of 23 and a half years old. She has tremendously helped grow the game of women's basketball and remains a fierce advocate for equality. Next on the list is LeBron James. There may be no greater sporting achievement than James's 9 NBA Finals appearances with 3 franchises between the years 2011 and 2020. Even as his Lakers flounder, few can move the needle on or off the court with just a tweet, a gripe, or a call to justice like King James. Next on the list, Jimmy Johnson. After winning a record-tying 7 NASCAR Cup championships, Johnson retired from the series at the end of the year 2020 at age 45. However, he soon began dabbling in open-wheel racing and is now driving full-time in the NTT IndyCar series in his familiar number 48. Next on the list, Magic Johnson. A Hall of Famer and 5-time NBA champion with an electric smile during his playing days with the Los Angeles Lakers, Johnson has arguably had a more successful second career as a businessman. Included in his empire are ownership stakes in Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Dodgers and the WNBA's Los Angeles Sparks. Next on the list of sports figures you should know, Jerry Jones. It would be tough if he lorded over the most valuable sports franchise in the world, but the $6.5 billion Dallas Cowboys are just part of the picture in a league where often nothing happens until Jerry decides it's so. And next on the list, Michael Jordan. The Last Dance enthralled a locked-down country for weeks. Jordan Brand is the stamp of approval almost any athlete craves. He will never not matter. Next on the list is Colin Kaepernick. To some, Kaepernick is a pariah. He was attacked by the President of the United States and the entire right-wing media ecosystem. The truth is, however, history will remember Kaepernick as one of the great heroes of his time, one of the leading voices during the Black Lives Matter era. Next on the list, Katie Ledecky. 10 years after her Olympic debut as a 15-year-old in London, Ledecky is now a Stanford graduate, a 7-time gold medalist, holds 3 world records, and is a 15-time world champion with more on the horizon. 4 victories at the upcoming World Championships will tie her with Michael Phelps for the most by any swimmer, and her recent move to train at the University of Florida will get the consensus greatest female swimmer of all time on an even faster track for Paris 2024 Olympics. Next on the list is Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback already has a Super Bowl ring and an MVP award at the age of 26. If anyone is poised to take over for Brady as the face of the NFL, it is this sneakerhead. Next on the list of sports figures you should know, Rob Manfred. The commissioner of Major League Baseball since 2015, Manfred has presided over the sport through the Houston Astros cheating scandal, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the 99-day lockout. His willingness to enact rules and equipment changes hasn't won him many fans, except among the league's owners who have continued to prosper financially during his tenure. Next on the list, Peyton Manning. Manning used his Hall of Fame career as a launching point to one in broadcasting and as a pitch man that few saw coming. Manning wasn't the first to do it, but he's been among the best. His ESPN show with brother Eli, also a former NFL quarterback, is must-watch television. Next on the list, Austin Matthews, a Hart Trophy finalist with a 60-goal season to his name at the age of 24. Matthews is quickly fulfilling his destiny as one of the NHL's generational stars. Now, to get the Toronto Maple Leafs out of the first round. Next on the list, Pat McAfee. Funny, smart, and gregarious. The talk show host was also a conduit for a massive disinformation campaign from Aaron Rodgers. He is a talented mixed bag who has an immense following that continues to grow. Next on the list is Sean McVay. The Super Bowl win sealed the belief that McVay is one of the best offensive minds in football. But he represents something bigger than that. McVay is one of the handful of head coaches who get the 21st century player, allows them to be themselves while also earning their respect. Next on the list is Kim Ung. Trailblazers rarely get plum gigs out of the gate, and Ung took over the Miami Marlins at the ground floor, methodically building a .500 team in a challenging market. Ung, Major League Baseball's first female general manager, will try to take them to the next level without Derek Jeter, the former CEO who hired her. Next on the list, Shohei Ohtani. He hits, he pitches, and he's an all-star at both. The reigning American League MVP is like no other player in baseball history, hitting 46 home runs and posting a 3.18 ERA last year. They even changed the rules so that he can stay in the game after a relief pitcher replaces him on the mound. Next on the list, Alex Ovechkin. The Great Eight finally got his name on the Stanley Cup in 2018. And after 13 mostly frustrating seasons with the Washington Capitals, still going strong at age 36. Ovi ranks third all-time with 780 career wins, behind only Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe. Next on the list of sports figures you should know, Christian Pulisic. Now age 23, the man long considered the future of U.S. soccer has had an uneven career for Chelsea, which has him under contract through the year 2024. The most skilled player for the men's national team will be at the center of its success, or failure, when the World Cup commences. Next on the list, Megan Rapinoe. Outstanding on the pitch and outspoken off it, Rapinoe has been the spark that has fueled the U.S. women's national team to a pair of World Cup titles in 2015 and 2019, and an Olympic gold medal in London back in the year 2012. She and her partner, WNBA star Sue Bird, may be the most accomplished power couple in sports. Next on the list is Aaron Rodgers. Perhaps the most physically gifted quarterback to ever play the game. He's the very definition of a superstar in every way you define the word. Rodgers' off-the-field reputation took a massive hit once he came out as an anti-vaxxer. He has practically destroyed a once-solid reputation. Next on the list, Tony Romo. Forget the 248 touchdown passes for the Dallas Cowboys. Romo's greatest legacy will be his prescient analysis in the TV booth and a 10-year, $180 million CBS contract that reordered the market for ex-QBs. Tom Brady, for one, is grateful. Next on the list, Nick Saban. Whether he's the greatest college football coach of all time can be debated, but his unofficial title of most successful in the sport's modern era is indisputable. Despite coming up short of another championship this past January, his six top finishes at Alabama, with another earlier from his time at LSU, are unmatched. Next on the list is Deion Sanders. When prime time talks, people listen. The former two-sport star is still making headlines as the football coach at Jackson State, where he hasn't shied from recruiting against the power programs. Next on the list, Greg Sankey. He likely isn't a household name among casual sports followers, but he is arguably the most influential figure on the administrative side of college athletics. Since assuming the reins as commissioner of the Southeast Conference in 2015, Sankey has helped leverage the league's dominance of the college football playoff landscape with lucrative media rights deals. And next on the list of the sports figures you should know, Max Scherzer. Forget the Mount Rushmore of pitchers during his career. Scherzer could be the greatest, with three Cy Young Awards and strikeout titles. Off the field, Mad Max did the dirty work as the most prominent public face for players during the contentious 99-day lockout that ultimately kept the industry on the field. Next on the list, Adam Silver. Silver has helped the NBA become a global icon. When he became commissioner in 2014, he was following the footsteps of polarizing figure David Stern. Perhaps 2020 was a defining year for Silver's legacy as he navigated the COVID-19 pandemic, created the NBA bubble, and also allowed the league to speak out against police brutality and social injustice. Next on the list is Stephen A. Smith. He earns $12 million a year to blurt things that gain attention. And absurd though it can be, the ESPN personality has a knack for driving national conversations for better or worse. Next on the list of the most influential sports figures in North America, Dawn Staley. The former collegiate and Olympic standout is now the face of women's college basketball after leading South Carolina to its second of what could be many NCAA championships. The Philadelphia native is the first female African-American coach to win multiple national titles, and she fervently hopes that she won't be the last. Next on the list of the sports figures you should know, Maria Taylor. After 8 years at ESPN covering everything NBA and colleges, Taylor made the jump to NBC in 2021. She handled the brouhaha around her exit with aplomb and hasn't looked back. And NBC tabbed her as the host for Football Night in America. An advocate for diversity and opening avenues for women in broadcasting, Taylor will be a must-watch on Sunday nights. Next on the list, Mike Tirico. He's not a sportscaster so much as he is a Silicon Valley unicorn, adding blue-chip events the way that tech companies acquire rivals. The short list, host of NBC's Olympics and Triple Crown horse racing coverage, and beginning in September, manning the most prestigious spot behind the mic in the most popular sport, Sunday Night Football on NBC. Next on the list is Mike Trout. His generational greatness on the field with 3 MVP awards, 321 home runs, hasn't been fully appreciated across the sporting spectrum, even if his unassuming personality isn't spotlight-friendly. Still baseball's gold standard of performance. Sports figures you should know, Serena Williams. The greatest female athlete in history? Okay, name someone who's been more dominant in her sport. Williams has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles, trailing only Margaret Court, plus 16 in doubles, and she's not done yet. Next on the list, Tiger Woods. He's less than 4 years shy of his 50th birthday and 15 months removed from a single car accident in which he traveled as fast as 85 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone and suffered broken bones in his right leg while jeopardizing his golf career. Woods' startling 2019 Masters Championship may be his last transcendent moment, though he will not fail to captivate an audience every time he tees it up. Bryce Young. The reigning Heisman Trophy winner's bid to become the first repeat recipient since Archie Griffin nearly half a century ago, figures to be a dominant storyline this fall. Alabama's incumbent quarterback and potential top NFL draft choice will also be looking to add a national championship to his resume. If you were to bet on a player who could be the face of the NFL in 5 years, he would be a good bet. My name is Bill, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds, and let's from USA Today Sports Weekly that reads, Kobe to Wilt to Jordan, greatest moments to remember. And this feature is written by Jeff Zilgit, Matt Eppers, and Larry Starks of USA Today. Imagine how tough it would be to put together a list of the NBA's 75 greatest and most memorable moments. There have been too many special moments to recount, but some stand out as truly special. There's Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game in March 1962. There's Dr. J's dunks. There's Kobe Bryant's career finale. Gar Haird's shot heard round the world. LeBron James's block that helped secure the Cavaliers' unlikely finals comeback. And all the Michael Jordan moments. But there were also some memorable moments that the league would love to forget. Here are some of the greatest moments in random order. Let's start with the number 8 Denver Nuggets upsetting the number 1 Seattle Supersonics. The Denver Nuggets finished 1993-1994 season with a 42-win and 40-loss record, which got them in the playoffs as the number 8 seed. The Seattle Supersonics were loaded with talent and had a 63-win, 19-loss record. It was the first time a number 1 seed lost to a number 8 seed since the NBA adopted its current playoff format in 1984. No moment from that series resonates as strongly as a crying Mokembe Mutombo falling to the Sonics court after Game 5, holding the ball triumphantly above his head. Another memorable moment, Jerry West's half-court buzzer beater in 1970. In April 1970, in the closing seconds of Game 3 of the NBA Finals against the New York Knicks, Jerry West hit a buzzer-beating 60-foot shot that tied the score at 102 and forced overtime. Ultimately, it became one of the more tortured finals in Jerry West's career. The Knicks eventually won the game 111-108 and took a 2-1 lead in the series. Years later, West would say that he, quote, still can't believe that the Lakers lost that game, unquote. Another memorable moment, New York embraces Linsanity. For a torrid stretch in February and March in 2012 for the New York Knicks, Harvard graduate Jeremy Lin went from relative anonymity to global superstardom. In his first 5 career starts, Lin scored 136 points, the most since the NBA-ABA merger, and went on to lead New York to 10 wins in 13 games. The unlikely stretch landed him on back-to-back Sports Illustrated covers and a spot on Time Magazine's list of the world's 100 most influential people. Another memorable moment, Reggie Miller's 8 points in 8.9 seconds. In Game 1 of the 1995 Eastern Conference semifinals, Miller scored 8 points in 8.9 seconds to win the game for the Indiana Pacers after trailing 105-99 with 18.7 seconds remaining. Miller had been just 1 of 5 from long distance before this flurry of points. Another memorable moment? Julius Irving's up and under layup. In Game 4 of the 1980 NBA Finals, Julius Irving turned in one of the most iconic plays in league history. With 7 minutes 35 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Dr. J went baseline and took off towards the sky. After hanging in the air for what seemed forever, Irving contorted his body to maneuver past Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, swooped his right arm around to the other side of the rim, and majestically laid in a reverse layup. Another memorable moment, Spurs win the draft lottery and select Tim Duncan. Growing up in the U.S. Virgin Islands, Duncan seemed destined to follow his sister's footsteps into a swimming career, but he discovered basketball at the age of 14. With Duncan as their cornerstone, the San Antonio Spurs would go on to win 5 championships and post a 71% winning percentage, the best 19-year stretch in NBA history. Duncan's imprint on the franchise has few parallels in pro sports. Another memorable moment, NBA Finals moves to live TV. With a near record 31 million viewers watching the 2016 NBA Finals, it may be inconceivable that there were seasons even in the 1980s that the finals were shown on tape delay. During this era, CBS did not air weeknight games in some markets live, opting to run their primetime programming and run the games after the local news. In fact, 4 games of the 1981 finals matchup between the Boston Celtics and the Houston Rockets were held until 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and the Rockets in 1986 was the last time an NBA playoff game was on tape delay. Another memorable moment, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird enter the NBA in 1979. Bird was drafted by the Boston Celtics with the 6th overall pick in 1978 after his second year at Indiana State, but he elected to stay in college and play one more season. He then led his team to an undefeated regular season in 1978-79. The season finished with a national championship game matchup against Magic Johnson's Michigan State Spartans. They began their NBA careers in 1979, and together the duo built up a rivalry between the two most storied franchises in league history. Their rivalry has largely been credited with revitalizing the NBA. Another memorable moment, Willis Reed's NBA Finals Game 7 walkout. In Game 5 of the 1970 NBA Finals against the Lakers, Willis Reed, the Knicks center, went down with a torn thigh, forcing him to miss Game 6. With the series on the line, Reed limped down Madison Square Garden tunnel 15 minutes before tip-off after receiving injections. It was the emotional rush that the New York Knicks needed. Reed hit 2 early jump shots and boosts his teammates' confidence and performance for their first NBA championship. The New York Post once called it the most significant moment in New York sports history. Another great moment, Jerry West named the finals MVP after his New York Lakers fall. Jerry West is the only player to win NBA Finals MVP honors after the Lakers lost the 1969 championship series. West averaged 38 points a game in that series on 49% shooting from the field, but the Lakers lost to Bill Russell's Celtics in Game 7. West was inconsolable, and Bill Russell held his hand and John Havlicek said, "I love you, Jerry." Another historic moment? The Cleveland Cavaliers stage historic comeback for the NBA title. No team in NBA Finals history had come back from a 3-1 deficit to win the championship until the Cleveland Cavaliers came along in 2016. They stunned Golden State, winning games 5, 6, and 7 with great plays in the closing minutes of the series finale by LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love, culminating with James and teammates bringing Cleveland its first pro sports title in 52 years. Another memorable moment, Wilt Chamberlain scores 100 points. Chamberlain scored 100 points in the Philadelphia Warriors' 169-147 win over the New York Knicks on March 2, 1962. It is widely considered one of the greatest records in the sport's history. Chamberlain set 5 other league records that game, including most free throws made, a notable achievement considering that he was regarded as a poor free throw shooter. Since Chamberlain's historic game, only 5 players not named Chamberlain have eclipsed 70 points in a game: Kobe Bryant, who scored 81 points, David Thompson, who once scored 73 points, David Robinson, who scored 70, Elgin Baylor, who scored 71, and Devin Booker, who scored 70. Another memorable moment, MJ's 63-point game in the playoffs versus Boston. The Boston Celtics tried to stop Michael Jordan. It wasn't an easy drive to the bucket. Oh, the Celtics put a hand in Jordan's face and used different defenders, but he was unstoppable. He set a record for most points in a playoff game, dropping 63 points on the Celtics. In the double overtime contest, Jordan went 22 for 41 from the field and 19 for 21 from the foul line. He didn't attempt a three-pointer. Another significant moment, Boston Celtics usher in the Big Three era, win the 2008 title. The Celtics had 2 consecutive losing seasons in 2005-2006, and they hadn't won a title since 1986, the longest stretch in franchise history without a championship. The fans and the franchise were getting restless. So, front office executive Danny Ainge, a former Celtics player who understood the franchise's history, pulled off trades, acquiring Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen to play alongside Paul Pierce. Boston started the season with 27 wins and only 2 losses and finished the season 62-20. The playoffs weren't easy. They needed 7 games to beat Atlanta, Cleveland, and Detroit, and finally 6 to beat the Los Angeles Lakers. It marked the beginning of the modern Big Three era, in which teams try to put three stars together to win a title. Another memorable moment? Dirk Nowitzki and the Mavericks overcome the Miami Heat. It was the Miami Heat's swagger versus the Dallas Mavericks' humility. Nearly a year after boasting that the team would win multiple league championships, the Heat and Hall of Fame caliber players LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh were facing a Dallas team with fewer stars. The Mavericks won out, though, staging a pulsating comeback in Game 4 after being down 15 points midway through the fourth quarter, and then closing out the series in Game 6. The victory was sweet revenge for the Dallas Mavericks, who had lost the 2006 finals to Miami after winning the first two games. Another memorable achievement in NBA history, the Los Angeles Lakers record 33-game winning streak, led by Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, and Elgin Baylor. The Lakers didn't lose a game for 2 months, running off 33 consecutive wins from November 5, 1971 to January 7, 1972. The winning streak propelled the eventual champion Lakers to a 69-win, 13-loss record, the best in NBA history until Michael Jordan's Bulls went 72-10 in the 1995-1996 season. More memorable achievements. There was Michael Jordan's flu game. Whether it was the flu, food poisoning, or some other illness, Jordan was sick enough before Game 5 of the 1997 NBA Finals that he nearly didn't play. Despite that, he turned in one of his most memorable performances with 38 points to help the Bulls rally past the Utah Jazz 90-88 for a 3-2 series lead. Walking off the court in the final moments, Jordan famously collapsed in teammate Scottie Pippen's arms, creating the iconic image from the game. Another memorable achievement, Wilt Chamberlain's historic 1961-62 season. Chamberlain's dominant 1961-62 season stands out even among his eye-popping careers numbers. In his third season, Chamberlain averaged an incredible 50.4 points a game and 25.7 rebounds for the Philadelphia Warriors. He scored at least 50 points in 45 of 80 games and at least 60 points in 15 games. Remarkably, Chamberlain finished second in the MVP voting behind his arch-rival Bill Russell. And staying with achievements by Wilt Chamberlain, even though Chamberlain played his final NBA game in 1973, he still holds 72 NBA records, many considered unbreakable. Near the top of that list is his quintuple double, the first and only one in NBA history. In a March 18, 1968 game, Chamberlain had 53 points, 32 rebounds, 14 assists, 24 blocks, and 11 steals. And finally, among memorable moments in the NBA's 75-year history, the Golden State Warriors dynasty, 3 titles in 5 years. The Golden State Warriors had the talent with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Golden State hired Steve Kerr as coach and helped maximize that talent. Golden State appeared in 5 consecutive finals, including the first 4 against Cleveland. They won in 2015, lost in 2016, acquired Kevin Durant, and won 2 back-to-back titles in 2017 and 2018, and lost to Toronto in 2019. Along the way, Curry won 2 MVPs. Thompson, Durant, and Green were All-Stars, and Kerr was named Coach of the Year when Golden State went 73 wins, 9 losses in 2015-2016 season, setting a record for most wins in a regular season. From USA Today Sports Weekly, this feature is written by Mike Freeman of USA Today Sports Weekly. Bill Russell was born in West Monroe, Louisiana in 1934. He spent part of his childhood in a state that was one of the most violent towards black people. Like many black Southerners, Russell's parents had earned advanced degrees in living with the horrors of Jim Crow. His father had a shotgun shoved in his face at a gas station because he didn't want to wait for white customers to be served first. His mother was called a racial slur when she wore a dress that a racist sheriff deemed too fancy for black women. Russell saw the strength of his parents, and he would never forget their dignity. He became them. He became a fighter, a symbol of strength and honor, not just a man of great decency, but a warrior who spent his entire life from the University of San Francisco, where he was jeered by white students, to the Boston Celtics and beyond, fighting racial injustice. Russell's death at age 88 is sad, but it is also a time to honor him as one of the great civil rights leaders and human beings of our time. Russell was an 11-time NBA champion, won the MVP 5 times, was an Olympic gold medalist, and twice won the NCAA championship. His basketball accomplishments were galactic, but what he understood, even as he was being called the N-word by Celtics fans, or hotels refusing to allow him and other black NBA players to stay at their establishments, was that he could use his incredible basketball power and fame as fuel to fight civil rights battles. Athletes like Russell, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and others were key in these battles. Russell fought these fights on national and personal stages. The racism he faced in Boston was pervasive and extensive. In the 1960s, I tried to move to Wilmington, Massachusetts, but nobody would sell me a house, he wrote in Slam magazine back in 2020. So I moved my family to Reading, a predominantly white town 16 miles north of Boston. Bigots broke into the house, spray-painted the N-word on the walls. Police cars followed me often. I looked into buying a different house in a different neighborhood, but people in that neighborhood started a petition to persuade the seller not to sell to me. I marched in Washington and supported Ali. After that, the death threat started coming. I said then that I wasn't scared of the kind of men who come in the dark of night. The fact is, I've never found fear to be useful, unquote. One of the pivotal moments of Russell's civil rights career was the Cleveland Summit, which happened in 1967 and featured 11 prominent black athletes, and with Russell being one of them. Ali had declined to fight in the Vietnam War, And it's difficult to put into words how unpopular this made Ali with many white Americans. And by publicly joining him in a show of support, this would potentially impact Russell as well. He didn't care. Bill was a key part of that meeting, obviously, Jim Brown once told me. Bill was as brave fighting racism as any man I'd ever known, unquote. Russell attended the 1963 March on Washington, where Martin Luther King Jr. made his iconic I Have a Dream speech. When I heard the speech, I had no idea that the words of that speech would last as long as they did, Russell told USA Today Sports in 2011. It never occurred to me that it would be quoted 50 years later, unquote. Russell's life of civil rights activism was recognized in 2011 when he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. What a moment it must have been for Russell, who watched his parents fight segregation, to receive such an honor from the first black president. I hope that one day in the streets of Boston, children will look up at a statue built not only to Bill Russell, the player, but Bill Russell, the man, Obama said. Bill stood for something much bigger than sports, the values of equality, respect, and inclusion that he stamped into the DNA of our league, unquote, said NBA Commissioner Adam Silver in a statement. Through the taunts, threats, and unthinkable adversity, Bill rose above it all and remained true to his belief that everyone deserves to be treated with dignity, unquote. You'll hear about Russell's basketball career, and of course, it was historic and important. But what Russell did as a black man fighting racism his entire life was what made him special. It made him a giant in more ways than one. And again, this remembrance of Bill Russell was entitled One of the Great Civil Rights Heroes of Our Time, written by Mike Freeman, columnist for USA Today. That's all the time that we have for this reading of Sports Today. My name is Bill, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds.